She says, "Father conspired at treason with the king's brothers," he read. "King Robert is dead, and Mother and I are summoned to the Red Keep to swear fealty to Joffrey. She says we must be loyal, and when she marries Joffrey, she will plead with him to spare our Lord Father's life." His fingers close into a fist, crushing Sansa's letter between them. "And she says nothing of Arya, nothing. Not so much as a word, damn her. What's wrong with the girl?" Bran felt all cold inside. "She lost her wolf," he said weakly, remembering the day when four of his father's guardsmen had returned from the south with Lady's bones. Summer and Grey Wind and Shaggy Dog had begun to howl before they crossed the drawbridge, in voices drawn and desolate. Beneath the shadow of the first keep was an ancient lich yard, its headstones spotted with pale lichen, where the old kings of winter had laid their faithful servants. It was there they buried Lady, while her brothers stalked between the graves like restless shadows. She had gone south, and only her bones had returned. Their grandfather, old Lord Rickard, had gone as well, with his son Brandon, who was father's brother, and 200 of his best men. None had ever returned.